Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking to us today about the three steps involved in preparing your first investment property for the rental market, and those steps are very important, and Kevin will explain them not only in his customary intelligible fashion, but will do so with the detail you need to proceed and be successful with the property that you own in the city in which you live or do business. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So let's start with step number one. I know that this is a milestone overall with regard to having your first investment property readied for the rental market. What's the first step in your three-step process?
I'll put some context around these before I dive in. Just to kind of lay a framework, everything I'm going to speak about here, it's not very scientific, and I didn't come at them through great analysis or research or my own personal intelligence or wisdom. These were all just the lessons I learned as a real estate investor, and they were all learned through the school of hard knocks. So take them for what they're worth, and perhaps you know the benefit to you as the listener or the reader is that I can save you some time and headaches as you purchase your first rental property and prepare it for your first tenant. Also, point number two is that if you've already bought a rental property, have no fear. These principles or guidelines that I'll talk about, they apply whether you're shopping right now on the weekends for your first rental property as a part-time investor or whether you're a seasoned investor who owns many properties. These still apply, so it's not too late, regardless of where you are, or too early, regardless of where you are in your investing career. And then the final point before I dive in is what's not important here as I discuss is the colors I use or the materials I use or the prices I pay. That's not the point of our discussion today. What's more important is just the general principles or guidelines or takeaways that you can use as you purchase your first property and prepare it for your first tenant. And specifically then, so let's dive in, those three principles or guidelines that I use are very simply simplify, beautify, and comply. And let me give you a little more perspective on each of those, and then I'll follow up with some examples and some lessons I've learned from the school of hard knocks over time as a Homevestor franchisee and a real estate investor here in Dallas. First, on simplify, comes to your rental properties, and this is whether you own them now or you're out shopping for your first one, think about how to keep them neutral, meaning you want to maximize the appeal of this house to the maximum number of tenants. And that goes well beyond the color of the paint that you use on the walls. You know, you want a neutralized house. It cannot be too unique or too limiting. It needs to appeal to a broad number of tenants. And so think about that as you look at these potential rental houses as you're shopping for your first one. It's not necessarily just the neutralization of the cosmetic colors or fixtures, which I'll talk about more in a minute, but it's the simplification or neutralization of the house in terms of something that has broad appeal. That's going to benefit your tenant and appeal to more tenants. And believe me, this principle of simplification, it's going to benefit you down the road when it comes time to continually maintain the property or get it ready for new tenants. And we'll talk more about that as we go forward. Number two, beautify. Hey, it's very simple. You want to make this house something that, number one, you can be proud of when you drive by it or when you show it to potential tenants. Or number two, a house that your tenants can be proud of. When they come home from work at the end of the day, as they sit down to write that rent check to you each month, or as when they invite their friends and family over. Beautify means you've got to have a property or an asset that you're proud of and not ashamed of, and that your tenants are equally as proud of and not ashamed of. And we'll talk more about how to ensure that you have that type of property, that type of product available to your customers, your tenants. And then finally, comply. We'll talk a little bit about, you do have some guidelines and some standards that you've got to manage towards and abide by. And depending on where you invest, the communities, the cities, or the state, some of these may be very rigidly defined. And you'll want to make sure that you check with your local municipality to make sure that you are complying with how you maintain your properties. And specifically, that's around safety and then around code compliance. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I bucket all of that under that third guideline of comply. So you've got simplify, beautify, and comply. Let's talk a little bit about some of these things. And they're in no logical order, and they don't necessarily fall into any one of those three buckets in any particular sequence. But let's start with the first one, and it's the most obvious, paint. Avoid the temptation to get creative is my greatest advice to you. We paint the interior of all of our houses the exact same color. And for what it's worth, we use a product or a paint color called Killin Beige, and it's spelled K-I-L-I-N Beige. And we use a Sherwin-Williams product, but there's many, many other products out there that offer this same or similar color. It's a great neutral color that's going to appeal to all your tenants, and it's going to look good with all of their furnishings, regardless of the color schemes that they use or bring into your property. We use this on all of our properties because when a tenant moves out and you go in to touch up or repaint, you don't want to spend time or money testing new colors or trying to get creative. You want to be able to quickly get into the property and perform that make ready and that paint touch up or total redo, whatever it is you're doing, and get out. And it's great when you know the paint you're going to use, you know where you're going to buy it, you know how much it costs, and you can quickly do that. It's even better when it comes to those situations where all you have to do is a little touch up. Well, if you have the exact same paint that you used on that house, right down to the color code, those touch ups go quick and easily and inexpensively. Versus the tiresome process of trying to match some unique color that you thought was a great idea 4 years ago, and you used it in one house, and now you're back at the paint store trying to get the right tint so that you can touch up versus paint the entire place. So keep your colors neutral. We paint everything in the house. We paint the walls, the ceiling, the baseboards, all the trim work, the doors, the closets, the shelving. We paint it all that same color, that Killin Beige. This may or may not work for you in your market, but it works here in Dallas, and it works for the grade of properties that we lease out. Now, you may, if you're dealing in higher-end properties, you may have to paint your baseboards a different color or your ceilings a different color or even your closets and doors a different color, for instance, you know, a high-gloss white. But for a lot of the rental properties, you can paint the whole thing one color, and it'll look great. And you'll thank yourself later on when it comes time to touch up or repaint. It's easy, it's simple, and it looks great, and you'll be glad you did if you can do it with the grade of properties that you're renting. We do cabinets in white, standard semi-gloss white, very easy, very bright, very clean, makes the cabinets pop. We even paint countertops. If they're not granite, in our market, we have a lot of linoleum countertops in our standard rental properties. And when that linoleum gets tired or worn or needs a refreshing, there's great products out there that you can repaint your countertops with and even put a little fleck material in there to give them some texture. And it really spices them up, gives them a nice, fresh, clean look without replacing the entire countertop. We also go on and we paint tubs and sinks even with white porcelain. Flooring, very similar. You can do a lot of different things with flooring, but here we use Frise carpet at $1 a square foot and a lot of ceramic tile. Don't get too fancy. Go for hardy products that stand the test of time in neutral colors. Fixtures, very much the same. We use a lot of nickel fixtures. We don't get creative. We use white ceiling fans, nickel door stops, nickel brushed nickel door handles, etc. Consistent and the same, very affordable, easy to find, easy to duplicate, and easy to replace in the future. Appliances, we use a lot of white appliances, and we can do that in our market. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, what's important here is not the colors, the sizes, the materials we use, but the principles. You may have to use stainless steel in your market, but here in Dallas, at the rate of properties that we rent, good, clean, new, white appliances work wonderful. They're available everywhere, and they're inexpensive. And with respect to appliances, we don't offer refrigerators in our properties here. A lot of people have their own refrigerators. A lot of people are very particular about the refrigerator. I want the freezer on top. I want a side-by-side. I want an ice maker. I don't want an ice maker. It varies, but we find we don't need to provide them. They're very high maintenance if you do provide them. So it's a nice thing for you as a landlord if that's one piece of the property that you don't have to provide and maintain. You may be able to get away with that in your market. You may not. But here in Dallas, it's not a must. And most tenants bring their own and prefer to bring their own. This one on landscaping, very, very much the Simplify guideline plays into here, along with the Beautify, but we do not buy homes, lease homes, rent homes, or maintain rental properties with a lot of exterior additives. We avoid sheds. We avoid decks. We avoid swings. We avoid patio covers and carports and screen doors. A lot of more customizations or additives, they often result in excessive management or excessive maintenance for you as a landlord. And if avoidable, we eliminate those prior to leasing a property for the first time. And if a house has a lot of those things, we factor that into the purchase price when we buy it, the fact that we're going to remove a lot of those. And simplify and beautify that exterior of that property so it's easily maintained and very appealing to the eye, to not only the tenant, but from everybody in the neighborhood who sees that property on a daily basis. We'll even remove fences. If a fence is not necessary in that particular neighborhood, we'll remove them. They're extremely expensive to maintain. Gates and staining and replacing broken pickets. They're one thing that we have removed many fences over time just to simplify and open up yards, improve our maintenance on the property, and make them more appealing to the eye. We definitely avoid do-it-yourself add-ons and customizations when looking at potential renter properties. If we see a house that was a handyman special over the course of time where previous owners added rooms or garages or sheds or patio covers or additions, those are things that we want to remove or even avoid at the time of purchase and maybe move on to the next house. They're typically symptomatic of requiring a lot of maintenance over time, and they're not appealing to everybody. Though they may have been very appealing to the previous owner of that property, and they may have a lot of pride in what they built or added, chances are they may not meet the standards, expectations, or desires of your tenants. So keep it simple and avoid those type elements on the properties you buy and the properties you maintain. We always have a rule when we do our make ready on the outside of our homes. We always say, hey, if you can pick it up, take it away. Rocks, boulders, lawn ornaments, logs, timbers, anything you can pick up, we remove and simplify and beautify the exterior of that property. And finally, let's wrap up with comply, the third principle. Simplify, beautify, and comply. Make sure that you are in compliance with all safety and code requirements. This is things like locks and smoke detectors, security bars. Your city may require house numbers or fire extinguishers or special trimmings for trees. Get up to speed quick and make sure you're in compliance on those, because that's extremely important. And as I wrap up, Lewis, I go back to those principles of simplify, beautify, and comply. Buy a house that's easy to maintain, it's appealing to your customers, and it's in compliance with your local codes, and you'll do great.
Thanks so much for joining us today.